Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time. From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
Angel.
To the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
You're all cordially invited to the social media event of the year. Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift announcing their engagement today. As a matter of fact, our sister station, Q104, they're going to be playing a full hour of nonstop Taylor Swift today, 3 to 4 p.m. Let's get this going, guys. Congrats to the family.
I would have done it all day, by the way. I feel like all day would have been in the cards, right?
That's a lot of work.
Okay.
Like that kind of last second pivot. Okay. I don't think anyone knew this was coming down the pike. I think 1 hour is enough.
I would have done all day. This is a major deal for a lot of people.
I think they should only play the breakup songs. Or like the songs she's written about other men.
So I was thinking about that because I was trying to figure out why I'm way more uninterested in this. For someone that enjoys Taylor Swift, like I should be into this, and I'm just, it doesn't hit me the same way. And I was thinking about that before the show, and I'm like, I think I was missing the point that a lot of Swifties are having with this. And it is. It's a celebration of the idea that he is, or that she has found somebody that seems like an actually decent guy, when like the all too well 10-minute version is basically just written about how Jake Gyllenhaal sucks at life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and we listened as we went through our own breakups,
well.
We went through our own everythings. We listened as she went through really bad guy after bad guy after bad guy. And it feels like she found a great one. And so that's the celebration.
Yeah. Is it going to kill her career, though? I mean, that's what I worry about. Like, you found a good guy. Who's going to be the bad guy now? Who are you going to turn into the genesis, the backbone of the next album?
I mean, she could read the Bible and it would sell out, though. Like, it doesn't really matter with her. She could basically sing whatever she wants and she'll be fine.
I don't know about that. Here's the thing. I would like to point out that she has dated all caliber of artists, right? Actors, musicians, businessmen, right? She's had, I mean, just a great, and then she settled for the dumb one that would be like, hey, babe, you look hot. Every 5 seconds. Think about that.
That's all,
like,
she wanted. She didn't go for
somebody that was going to push her. She settled for a Labrador. Well, I've got one, by the way. They're awesome. He makes me feel great about my life.
Her London boy that she wrote London Boy about, and all her songs were basically references. I know it's very on the nose, excuse me. I forgot his name. I don't remember his name. She dated this guy.
Joe Alwyn.
Sure. Sounds right. Yeah. Why not? But like, he wasn't doing any of that stuff. Sometimes you just want to be told you look good.
Oh, babe, you look lovely today.
He apparently wasn't doing any of that, which I think was kind of maybe the appeal that she had with him to begin with.
Do we get a song called Cleveland Boy now?
Everyone, yeah, we might. That legitimately might be on the next album. It might, Cleveland Boy. Heights Boy.
And then we just sample him in the background going, you're so smart. Oh, man. Oh.
Omaha! It's just a dog barking.
You're so hot. Oh.
Turn him into Tito there.
Brick and ball. Okay. We're having fun.
Hey, we're having fun. All right. Okay, so I was wondering whether or not we'd gone a little bit overboard when it comes to Shedeur Sanders. Not us necessarily, because we're not us. I will never apologize for talking about Shedeur Sanders. We're talking about the quarterback. We're on Cleveland Sports Radio talking about the quarterback for the Browns, even if it's not the starting quarterback. I'll never apologize for that. That's kind of the job, right? But we'd wondered whether or not National had gone a little bit overboard. The headline today from the Big Lead: Cleveland Browns trade quarterback not named Shedeur Sanders to the Raiders. That, I think, might be a bit too much.
Nope.
That might be a little SEO hunting. That might be a little bit. I mean, what are we doing?
What's gonna churn up in more searches? Kenny Pickett or Shador Sanders?
Cleveland Browns straight quarterback not named Shador Sanders to Raiders. That is the wildest headline, all things considered. If you're Kenny Pickett, what's your thoughts on that?
You're just happy to be around. You're just
happy to be here?
Yep. You're still getting paid an NFL check. It's tougher for you to cash it because you're tiny baby hands. But you're still just happy to cash a check. You're in Vegas now. You got that beautiful hair.
Now, Vegas, baby. Vegas.
I'm going to tell you right now, Kenny Pickett is not worried about a darn thing in this world. He has got it. Life is just all right for Kenny Pickett.
You think Kenny Pickett enjoys the craps tables? Those tiny baby hands might be easy to shoot some dice.
It's easier to manipulate the dice.
You can try to manipulate the dice much easier with the tiny baby hands.
He's throwing sevens.
He's like, he's so good. He's got the tiniest hands we've ever seen. Somebody kick him out already.
Omaha. I just imagine. Like the gangsters come along and like, you can't kick me out for having baby hands. This is my one skill. Omaha. Ray Stud, Junior Caminero. Remember him? He hit his 38th and 39th home runs last night in the Rays. I'll say it, 9-0 bleep kicking of the Guardians in game one of the Gardo's Rays series. If you added the two worst trades the Guardians have made in the last 5 years, Junior Caminero and Yanni Diaz, to this lineup, would the Guardians be a league average lineup?
Yes, they're that. Yeah, I think they
39 home runs, and I think Yadier Diaz has 18 home runs.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that'd be nice. That would just be the bee's knees.
And then Yandy hit one last night too. If we're talking about a different Diaz.
Well, I mean, that's a Tito thing. I was actually texting with somebody. They're like, "Why couldn't?" I was like, "I just don't think Tito liked him." I think it was as simple as he wasn't a Tito guy. He had multiple years to become a Tito guy, and then he never did. And in fairness, we've been waiting for, I mean, what is it? This is like his second 20 home run season in like 6 years in Tampa?
He made the All-Star team.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Didn't he start that one All-Star game too? I think, if memory serves me right, like he was the funny thing about him. I tell the story all the time because I think it's so hysterical. He goes to the Rays and they're just like, swing up. The guy is built like an Under Armour model. He's massive and huge and is like, swing up. And it's like, yeah, that they teach you that when you're in like third grade trying to hit baseballs, to swing up on the ball if you want to hit home runs. He hit the hardest ground balls you'd ever seen in your life here in Cleveland. And nobody thought to be like, oh, just swing up on the ball.
And then they spent, swing up. They're like, what was it, 2 years ago, they just started telling everyone that.
Yeah,
and then magically,
of course, corrected.
Once Tito left, they were just like, hey, guys, launch angles. And they were like, you're right. We should try and hit more home runs.
It was so funny. I remember Yandy Diaz was just like, yeah, I came to Tampa Bay, and this is what they told me to do. And no one had ever told me to do that before. It's like, what? The most basic thing in the world. All right, we're staying baseball. Cardinals last night had a ticket sold crowd, okay? Not the amount of people that were there, ticket sold crowd of 17,675. That was the smallest in Busch Stadium history. And the first time they've sold fewer than 20,000. Is St. Louis no longer a baseball city?
They're not a John Moselick runs the team into the ground city, I think.
Well, and so that's kind of really, we're at the very, very, very end of that tenure, and people are very ready for him to be done.
But aren't they just going to replace him with like another dope?
Yeah, so he's got a lot of different disciples, kind of like how Antonetti and Chernoff had a lot of people that have just kind of, they've been around the front office for so many years, and then you see him sometimes go to other teams, but they kind of hang around. Moselick's got a lot of those type of guys.
Yeah, it's Chaim Bloom is going to be his replacement. A guy who has failed out of other spots. I think that's got to be more disconcerting. Like, hey, we're going to replace Moselick, who's run his course here. Oh, you mean the guy who had like one of the worst tenures in Red Sox histories as a GM? That guy.
Yeah, Mozeliak though had one of the better runs, and they really did have Cardinals baseball. I mean, that was top for a stretch, but it's just been now 3-4 years of just being bad.
But how's the baseball gotten worse after the Rams left and they become a one-town team? Like, look what's happened to Padres baseball after the Chargers have left. It's been the best thing to ever happen to Padres baseball. They're signing guys to 13-year, $400 deals almost every damn year.
The Cardinals have, I checked this like a week and a half ago, they have four guys making $20-plus million a year. That's four guys making what Jose's making this year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're spending money. Yep. They have the resources. They're just not nearly what they were.
Yeah. You hate to see it. A little bit of breaking news in the NFL. Adam Schefter just sending out the Saints have named Spencer Rattler as their starting quarterback.
Ugh. Listen, Shuck absolutely stunk.
Yeah.
There's no other way to look at it. Like, he didn't look ready in any sort of way. But so what's the plan? You're going to do Spencer Rattler for 5-6? Are they trying to do the Drake May from last year? Is that essentially what that is?
I don't know we can go yuck on that when we're going to go Joe Flacco into Dylan Gabriel.
Listen, the one situation I get to go yuck in is what they're trying to do.
I don't
because
know.
They haven't had a
Rattler
plan.
Spencer into Tyler Shuck that much better than Joe Flacco into Dylan
Gabriel.
Here's
the game plan, and I'm going to be convinced of this until something other than this happens. Nussmeier, the OC, is just waiting to draft his son.
You think he has that much pull with Kellen Moore as the head coach? And
I think Kellen Moore understands
Nicky,
the runway.
Been the GM forever.
I think they understand the runway that they have. I think they know that. I think they legitimately thought they could do something with Tyler Shuck, and they realized very early on that's not going to be reality. And I now think they're in the Nussmeier business to have the offensive coordinator and son play together, which I think would be very funny to see if they weren't on the same page.
I'm smelling a Lovie Smith here. Kellen Moore is a first year head coach. He's going to mess around and win six games, three more than he should, and they're going to have, like, the seventh pick. Still might be good enough for one of these quarterbacks, by the way.
I said that might be enough for Nussmeier.
I mean, maybe like a fifth pick, yeah. Does it bug you that the only reason people have linked Nussmeier to the Browns is he's a perfect fit for Kevin Stefanski's system, and Kevin might not be here in 4 months if you get the number one pick?
Doesn't bother me at all.
Doesn't bother you at all?
I do. I think that's going to be an interesting narrative to all this, though, is people trying to fit Stefanski's scheme when Stefanski might not be here.
Yeah. But you know what? It's going to be a fun couple months here. The Rattler thing just... I kind of actually hope... He's had such a wonky... I mean, he was the great hope at Oklahoma. Then Caleb Williams happened. Then he went to South Carolina and actually had a fair amount of success at South Carolina.
Yeah, he's not good, though.
Okay. Good is relative, and you're right. 216-474-0092. What would you get... Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce is a wedding gift. My gift is going to be not caring. No, because so many people care. That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be like,
neg their relationship right now?
Nope. If I ever saw them, I would not ask a damn thing about their wedding.
That was the London Boys approach, too. He's like, I won't care. I won't tell you you're pretty when everyone else will, Taylor.
I won't tell you you're pretty. She's
it's
like,
not a bad accent.
I'm going to go get a Labrador.
I think the London one might be one of your best.
I don't know we can go there. Albert Breer in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.